I'm doing very well.
Doing good, good. Glad to have you on the show today. Tell me, how do you feel so far about the announcement of you guys running Muskegon Heights Public Schools?
I feel great. I went to high school this morning, and there were dozens and dozens of students ready to enter summer school, ready for learning, and that's what I was hoping to see. So we've had a very welcoming reception yesterday and great morning this morning. And this afternoon, a number of my colleagues are interviewing teachers, former Heights teachers and new teachers coming from as far as the Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo.
Wow.
So it's been a great couple of days.
Wow. Now, you told me that your company is academic focused. If academics is priority number one for your company. Is that true?
That is correct. You know, we believe in longer day, longer year, innovative curriculum, really student achievement. And at the same time, we want to respect the tradition, just a rich tradition that Muskegon Heights has in sports and band. So it's really going to be blending of what the district is famous for and what the traditions are so rich and known for, and at the same time, increased focus on academics, positive discipline, parent participation.
Right. Here's a question. Can you take the same people and deliver those kind of results, or are you going to have to bring in some new visions, or are you going to take some of the best? No, how did this thing happen? Because you're talking about a whole mind change of how we operate.
Right. Well, it'll require a blending of some of the best that's already there and some of the new energy and some new technology and some new thinking that made our company successful. We started 15 years ago with one school and the idea that my wife and I, that we had just for our own kids. And today we have students in 12 states and 3 countries, some 90 schools. So there is a power of idea. So I really believe that we can take some of the best. You know, there are some good educators in Muskegon Heights, but we're also we're interviewing people from the region, and we will expand it to nationally. We want to try to bring the best and brightest teachers to the area. At the same time, use some new technologies. It's not just trying to do more of the same that didn't work that will produce different results. We're going to have some blended learning, so that we'll offer students different options, all the way from foreign language beginning in kindergarten to advanced placement courses. So if students are progressing at a faster pace, they don't have to continue the same old. They can take some courses online. There's beautiful technology. I was very impressed with the library and technology available, for example, at high school. Or students who maybe in high school, they maybe failed a course a couple of years ago. They can now do a credit recovery. Don't have to wait until the summer to do it. You know, they could do it an extra time in the evening and in the weekends. So I think the idea here is to customize learning, to take what students need and use new teachers, existing, old teachers, new teachers, new technology, some new methodology to try to bring learning, to make it relevant so that students are ready for college or careers. That's going to be our focus.
You got a big task ahead of you. You told me you got to hire about 100 teachers over the next 50 days.
You know, we've had, beginning yesterday after the announcement, five of my colleagues stayed behind and stayed there till 7 o'clock because people started applying yesterday afternoon. And this morning, while I was touring high school, we had the same 5 colleagues at the administrative center. And we, up to now, I think, have interviewed already 80 people.
Wow.
So I'm just so pleased with both turnout from the local community, but also people driving pretty far distances. So I really think that there is a lot of energy that's being created around this new opportunity. And so, as we say, game is on. You know, we're gonna try to bring the best of what's available. There's a lot of new energy, and see. And I'm convinced we're gonna generate better results.
Better results. Wow. You got a couple of events coming up real soon that is important. On the 16th, I think you're gonna have a little forum there, right?
Yeah, Yeah, on the 16th at 5:30, it's going to be Unity Forum, I think is what the emergency manager and the board are calling. I would encourage all parents, or parents who are interested, maybe been in the district before and left, I encourage all of the listeners to come to the forum. And if you don't have kids, or if you're a teacher, if you are a teacher from a different district, I encourage everybody to come. Because we have a unique partnership. You know, there's a brand new board for the charter school system, three individuals who stepped in to become volunteers. And they have a very distinct, you know, good careers and good education. So we have a local new board that they want to get to know. I think two or three of them are graduates of the Heights. And then our team is going to be there. And it's really the opportunity for a dialogue. Because we don't have all the solutions. We need to hear what is available, what are people's aspirations are. And then our goal is going to be to meet and exceed those expectations. So 5:30, Monday the 16th, at the high school auditorium, I just welcome everyone to come. It'll be a good opportunity to get to know each other and to figure out a plan. You know, we have a very short period of time. The schools are opening day after Labor Day. So we have literally just 8 weeks to put this together. And I feel that with if people are enthusiastic, if people want to see some positive new things to happen, we all got to just unite and move forward.
Now, Gene, the president of Mosaica Education, Gene Wilderman, Department of Labor, Department of Education gave you guys an award. Can you tell us about that award that you got from the Department of Education?
Yeah, it was was a few years ago now, 7 or 8 years ago, but it was given to the innovator. You know, it was the first time when the Department of Education started to recognize innovators in education. And we received the award for our award-winning Paragon curriculum. What Paragon does, it really connects what students are learning in language arts and math and science, connects it with social studies, history, geography, subjects that, quite honestly, are not being taught anymore in most of the elementary schools. And it takes starts at elementary, where kids can make connections. They can understand why it's important to know how to read and how to write. Students have opportunity to do different project-based learning. In other words, do projects, make things that connect to what they're learning. And then every 5 weeks, there is going to be a Paragon performance where the students and all the four schools will operate. We'll have a Paragon night. And then what's happening on those Paragon nights is community and parents can come back and see what students learned in the last 5 weeks. They'll do plays. They'll visit the classroom so that they can see. Look, no parent wants to go to school if the only thing they're going to hear is bad news.
Right.
They only come to school to see what kids are learning.
Right.
And we're going to create opportunities for parents to come to the school because of positive things. Again, in the past, it's been maybe just athletic events. We're going to have academic events that parents are going to be proud of. And so we're seeing an innovation for our Paragon curriculum. That's the reason we need to extend the day. We're going to have a one-hour longer day because what you find is in today's calendar, there's not enough time in the day to expose kids to social studies and history and geography. Why is it important? The rest of the world has longer days and longer year.
Yeah.
You know, Chinese kids go to school 6 days a week,
right,
and 7-8 hours a day. And our kids in Muskegon Heights, are competing for jobs with kids from China and India. So we are putting them at a tremendous disadvantage when we say, well, you go just, you know, your summer is off and you go this limited hours, when students in other countries go longer days, longer year. So we just want to give our kids the same shot at being successful.
Wow.
And so extending the day, making it more rigorous, and having higher expectations. You know, this is a charter school system. What charter means is it's schools of choice. You know, we want parents and students to come there who will accept this new educational paradigm.
Right.
If they're happy with what happened there before, that's not the right school for them. If they want to have something new, if they want to have additional opportunities, if they're committed to put some more into school, we're going to ask all parents to commit to volunteer hours, to have 20 hours a year to volunteer. If they want that, this is going to be a great school for them.
20 hours a year, you said, right? 20 hours a year volunteer.
Yep. We are going to have plenty of opportunities for parents to do some of this extracurricular activities and to make it to initiative, you know. And so we really want this to be a choice. You know, we don't want parents to feel that this is the only thing they got to do, and they're just going to put their child on the yellow bus and expect something wonderful to happen to them. We're going to do as much as we can with what we've got, but we want parents to participate in this.
Right.
And I think that the key is going to be, so it's not going to be just 8 to 5, because if parents have a job, they're still going to have opportunities on the evenings, on the weekends, to participate in the life of the school. We need parents. We need parents to make this a success. And we're going to try to make it a much more customer-focused, much more welcoming environment, where they're not going to be afraid to come to school. They're going to be welcome to come to school and make this a special education for their kids.
Folks, on the phone line, the president of Mosaic Education, Gene Wilderman, is on the phone line. I want to ask you a question, Gene. Down the road, how would you like people to judge Mosaic? What would be the benchmark that we could say 3 years from now, you know what, Mosaic came in here and they changed the game at Muskegon Heights? What do you want? What kind of bar should we use to judge you by?
Well, we have a number of criteria that we're actually going to contractually agree to with the charter school board. They're going to be around the student achievement. You know, the bottom line is we've got to be accountable for student results. So we're going to set criteria every year of what the expectations are. And those expectations are going to be around the growth in where they start. We're going to assess students where they start in the year, and we're going to see what kind of progress they're making. We're not going to wait until the end of the year to see, well, did they make progress. We've committed to emergency manager and the board that we will report every quarter. Because with today's technology, we can monitor the progress that kids make every 5 to 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to, what we've said is we're going to make sure that students are going to gain more than 1 year of expected growth. You know, traditionally, when students graduate at a high school and they are way below the grade level, mm-hmm. but that means that they lose a certain amount of time every year that they're in school. We've said that they're going to gain more than a year of growth. So students who enter their system in kindergarten, first grade, will never lose. They will never fall behind.
Okay.
Our biggest challenge is going to be, quite honestly, in the middle and high school, because there we're going to have to do a double dose. You know, we're going to need to accelerate students. And so what we're going to do is we're going to set the, once we do the initial assessment this fall, immediately we're going to set the expectation, and they're going to be public, and we're going to be able to monitor every year what kind of progress they're making.
Wow.
I can assure you, we're going to do better than what the district's done before. There is no doubt in my mind.
All right.
The goal is to get kids ready for careers and for college. And for that, especially with students who are entering high school, we're going to have some much higher expectations. And, you know, we're going to make learning relevant. I really think that for kids to love school, they need to understand what's going to be the end result. And with today's technology, with today's program, with just a different level of parent and student engagement, we're going to make a difference. And it's going to be measurable. So we're going to also look at graduation rates and attendance rates, as I said, parent participation. So there are a lot of collateral kind of assessments that we can do. But the bottom line is going to be once we take a look, we're going to do a assessment just after kids start school in September. Once we know what those results are, we're going to set the goal that all students are going to gain more than a year of growth, which has never been done or hasn't been done in a long, long time.
Mm.
And then at the end of the year, we will have the results will come in, and so we'll do this every year.
Well, on the phone line, President of Mosaic Education, we got the President, Mr. Gene Wilderman. That's a few more questions because I know you're traveling. I know you're out of town. You're working. It's been a problem with commitment from staff. That's been something the community talked about. Not saying the teachers didn't do their job. I'm talking about people who stay in the district, work in the district, but sent their kids outside the district. Is that a concern for a president of a company who's going to be hiring these staff people?
Absolutely. You know, we are going to be asking staff to make extra investment in this, you know, because just to have a longer day, a longer year, we're going to ask them to make the investment up front. And so that is why it's a unique opportunity for us to interview everyone. You know, nobody's job is guaranteed. Everyone who used to work there is not going to get their job back, but on the other hand, we want the good and committed educators. And what we have, Paul, that's unique, is we have tremendous opportunities within the company. The teachers who are going to be successful have a tremendous ability to move up within the company that maybe wasn't available before. Because what was available before was, you know, they did well or didn't do that well, they would get their annual CPI increase.
Right.
With Mosaica, if they do well, as the company is growing rapidly, for example, we're opening 4 schools in the United Kingdom this fall. We have 2 schools in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Somebody who wants to really invest in this career and make this meaningful will have opportunities for advancement that were not available if you're just part of Muskegon Heights public school system.
Right.
So within Mosaica, because we're a private and innovative company, somebody who is going to do well, they can move up rapidly within the system. And if they have ambition to go international, to move to the other part of the country, they will have that chance. So just by that definition, we're going to be attracting some people who have bigger motivation and bigger vision for their own career.
Wow.
And then we're going to do, you know, just as we're going to be accountable to the board of this new school every 10 weeks, we're going to be able to sit down with the teachers every 10 weeks and evaluate what they're doing. I think what you will find is teachers want to do well. You know, they don't want to go to school or a system that doesn't do well.
Right.
But what often they do not have is they don't have the data and the tools necessary for them to do well. So our schools are going to be very much data-driven. This information that we'll be gathering, it's not just going to be for the board. It's going to be shared with the teachers. It is most powerful is when it's shared with the kids. We have a highest performing charter school in the state of Ohio. Every student, there are 650 students in that school, every student knows how they're doing on assessment. Hmm. That's power. You know, they know that what it takes for them to be the best in the state.
Right.
So we're going to have data-driven environment for the whole system. Every teacher in the school will get a laptop so that they can access the latest in curriculum and assessment and technology, whether they're in the school or whether they're at home or they're on vacation. So we're going to give them more tools. They're going to get, before they start day one on September 4, we're going to start training in the beginning of August. I think it's August 6th or 7th, because we will have 15 days of professional development before they start.
Right.
It has never happened in Muskegon Heights.
And this is mandatory, because in the past they can probably skip out. On this right here, they got to go to these.
Well, it's not just skip out. All the training has been offered is 2 or 3 days a year. Here, they're going to have 15 days. Sorry. 15, I'm getting excited here myself.
That's right.
15 days before they start a year. So they will be able to really dig in and get the tools necessary. The other thing is that what prevents teachers from being successful is discipline. We're not going to allow bad discipline by a couple kids to prevent learning for other kids. And so we're going to have positive behavior discipline system. We're going to recognize students who are good at discipline. If students don't have intention of having good discipline, they shouldn't enroll in the school. You know, there's going to be a new mutual respect. We will respect the families and the students and provide them with everything that's available. They will need to respect the teachers, and they will be exposed to some exciting programs. But we're not going to allow disruption in the classroom and disruption in the school. And so,
that includes parents coming up to the school fighting, right?
It'll include everybody. You know, there's going to be a new discipline expectations that ultimately will be one of the most successful things that will happen in schools. Because when kids are there for learning, And when there is engagement going on, you know, if there are programs that are engaging, kids will not misbehave. I mean, I'm really believe in that. And if there is a way to customize learning, so we're going to give teachers lots of new tools that they haven't had. And I really think that what you'll see is maybe teachers who maybe have not been as successful before with some of these new tools and with positive discipline will be much more successful. So I think it should be good for everyone.
Wow. Gene Wunderman is on the phone line, president of Mosaica Education. They just made a big announcement. They are hiring for new staff, looking for innovative people, they can go and apply at the, what, board education?
Yep. Yeah, we're there today until 3. But somebody is going to be there every day. So they can either apply online. They can either go on our website, mosaiceducation.com, or the website that we have for the new charter school board. It's called mhtigers.org.
All right.
And they can apply online, or they can go to the administrative building and apply in person. We need good people with energy and talent and excitement.
Here's another question, sports. And I know you only talked about this briefly yesterday, so I didn't know. Is there going to be sports this year? Is it going to be down the road? How does it going to play out?
We're going to have sports this year. You know, we're actually interviewing coaches today. Our intent is to have all the sports and other activities, a band like the school had last year. I mean, just walking in that gym at the high school with those, seeing the state championships that Muskegon Heights had in years past and all the success of the team, it was just it was really exciting for me. You know, we don't have another school that we operate that had that kind of a rich tradition, and we are intent to continue it. So all the sports that were there last year will be here this year. I know that some coaches left, but we're hoping to attract either the old coaches or new coaches and to have a competitive program. The same goes for band. I've seen, again, the room full of instruments. We're going to make, you know, it needs to be fun. The school needs to be fun. I'm convinced that part of the reason, one way to achieve better student achievement and better discipline is for kids to want to come to school. And that the high school is just the most incredible facility. It is also one of the best facilities we have.
Wow.
So let's put it all to work. Let's bring it to life. I want to see sports and music very much part of it. And, you know, the auditorium, every 5 weeks, we will publish the calendar. But after we start, 5 weeks later, we're going to have performances at all of those facilities that community and parents would love to see. We're going to have third graders perform Shakespeare plays.
Right.
In about 4 months. So there is going to be some fun, new excitement happening. But I want to encourage everyone who has interest, if you're a parent, grandparent, teacher, educator, just community member, to come out next Monday at 5:30 to high school auditorium, and let's get together. Because I'm sure, I'm telling you, in the last 2 days, I've had more great ideas and more memories of great schools. I want to hear them. I want to meet as many people as we can. Because it'll take everyone's effort to make the success. Mosaic by itself is not going to do it. You know, it'll take total community buy-in, parents and students buy-in, and we're going to have some new T-shirts to give away to students. So I really encourage everybody to come.
Wow. Gene, one last question, because I understand you guys just got a deal with Qatar, the government of Qatar, in the Middle East.
Yeah, we actually been in the Middle East for the last 8 years. We started with Qatar 8 years ago when they were reforming. They actually took all their public schools and converted them to charter-like schools. So what Muskegon Heights is doing, well, it's new and kind of, you know, all the media is over it, but it's been done in other places. So Qatar 8 years ago said, we're going to convert every one of our public schools to, they call them independent schools, but it's really charter-like school.
Uh-huh.
And we worked there until a couple of years ago, and then United Arab Emirates, Abu Dhabi, instituted a similar reform. They call it public-private partnership. So we've been overseas, and actually a number of our people from Michigan have gone to the Middle East to implement some of these reforms there, and now are back. So it's been an incredible experience. And, you know, Paul, it's really, well, it seems like different countries have different challenges. Education is very similar.
Uh-huh.
You get good teachers in that classroom who care about their kids, who have the tools necessary to make learning exciting. Kids respond.
Wow.
So I'm just convinced that's going to happen in Muskegon Heights.
You're very confident that Muskegon Heights would turn around?
I sure am. I wouldn't do this. You know, our reputation is staked on this, and we're going to put the best and brightest of our people. You know, I think you met some of them last night. We have some very accomplished people from around the country who are excited about this. We're going to do all we can to make a difference.
I understand you're bringing in some of the best that you have.
Yes. shrimp. You know, we're gonna do the best we can.
All right, Gene. Thank you, man. I'm gonna see you next week when you come to town.
Sounds great.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. There you go. President of Mosaic Education, Mr. Wunderman, had opportunity to sit down and talk to him yesterday. And looking forward to dialogue down the road. They're looking for highly qualified. And Big Rod, what he shared with me, it's a new day. It's not going to be the same old game.
That's good.
It's not the same.